Archer's
Omnibus
for the week, 29th December 2002 to 3 January 2003.
Did was tell her she couldn't wear a pair of jeans.
Well, they're her favourite pair. Anyway, it's not about jeans.
You only make it worse if you go after her.
Ah, that's all right. Debbie, aren't you going to finish your lunch?
Oh, sorry, Mum, I don't feel very hungry.
No, me neither.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I don't know why I make all this effort if nobody's going to eat it.
Sorry.
Honestly, it's delicious. I just think I've got a bit of a cold coming on or something.
Well, I hope not, with lambing coming up.
Thanks for being so concerned.
No, I mean it, Debbie. I know what it's like spending nights in the lambing shed in that caravan.
Well, if you're so concerned, then maybe you should be the one spending nights in there.
Oh, don't worry. I'll do my share.
Shall we set up a rota, then?
All in good time. We don't know for sure when they're starting yet.
Another day or two at the most. So you think you'll find some gaps in your hectic social calendar, do you?
It's hardly hectic. Party at the Snells on Tuesday.
I'm sure it'll be lovely.
Yes.
We're going, Brian.
Yes, yes, I know.
I need some fresh air.
Where are you going?
I don't know, out for a walk.
We haven't had pudding yet.
Sorry, I just don't feel hungry.
Well, you know what they say about feeding a cold.
Save me some for later, then. I'll see you in a while.
Oh, right. Maybe I should see if I can persuade Ice to come back.
Why don't you just tell her to stop sulking?
Well, that's the pot calling the kettle black if ever I heard it.
But we can't go around treading on eggshells forever.
Well, if that's what it takes to stop Alice getting hurt, then that's exactly what we'll do, whether you like it or not.
Oh, yes, all right, I know.
Now, if you've finished your lunch, you better pass me your plate.
No, I haven't finished them all.
Oh, don't be a martyr, Brian.
I'm not. Not very nice. What's the pudding?
Treacle sponge.
Oh, would you mind if I left it for a while?
Oh, for goodness sake, stop feeling sorry for yourself and just get on with it.
I'm trying.
No, you're not. You're being pathetic.
Well, I'm sorry if you think that.
You've been moping about all weekend.
Well, I hardly think that's fair.
Fair? What's fair about any of this?
All right, let's just talk about something else, shall we?
Oh, that's fine by me. And if that's Alice coming back down, then for goodness sake, try not to look as though something's just died.
All right. And if it makes you happy, I'll have some of your blasted sponge pudding as well.
Don't blow your smoke in my face.
Sorry. What's the fun? Have you still knocked about Kirsty and Chabot getting off with each other last
they
night?
They didn't get off with each other.
That's what you reckon.
Yeah, you said he was chatting her up all night.
No, I asked her about Tom after you've gone.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting fed up with him never being around. She likes talking to Chabot, that's all.
Right. And I'm the king of China. I reckon he fancies her.
Stop it, you two. Ooh. Shut up, you. Bye, you lot.
I bet you have her fancies her and all.
Go to hell.
Don't these trees look tacky?
What trees?
The Christmas trees all around you.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose right. They are a bit of a mess. Ugh,
they look awful. I mean, it was a nice idea to start with, but now the needles are all dropping off and people have been sticking bits of rubbish on them. Well, it's just an eyesore.
Well, I don't know. It's a bit like that modern art, isn't it?
Yeah, like that woman with the bed.
I'm not sure you could class this as conceptual art.
I don't see why not.
Well, you'd be doing us all a favour if you got rid of them while you're hanging around.
Why should we? They're nothing to do with us.
No, but... Oh, look, never mind. I'll see you around.
Yeah, bye.
Do you reckon she knows?
Well, we'll probably get the blame anyway.
No! The way some people are going on, you think it was a crime to put them there at all.
I know. Why don't we stick a bit of mistletoe on one? Then you can get Chabra to stand next to it.
It's getting really boring now.
Well, not for me, it's not.
Yoo-hoo! Can I have a word?
Oh, no.
Jazza. Oh, Jazza, I'm so glad I've seen you. I want to ask a little favour.
I'm a bit busy at the moment.
Oh, that's all right. It's not for now.
Oh.
It's about Tuesday evening at the Hogmanay.
Right.
I was wondering if you'd recite a poem.
A poem?
Well, don't say it like that.
Oh, no, Jazza loves poems.
Oh, good. You see, you've got just the right accent for Burns.
Rabbi Bonds.
That's right.
Who's he?
Oh, Fallon, please. The national poet of Scotland.
Hmm.
It's traditional to read him at this time of year. Well, more on Burns' night, of course, but I'm sure it will go down well.
Most people don't understand them.
Well, I think we'll get the gist.
Yeah, but Jazza can't read. He can read better than you.
Anyway, I've taken the liberty of bringing along a book of his poems, and I highlighted one or two suggestions.
I've not said I'll do it yet.
No, of course not, but it really would round the evening off in a very special way.
Well, what's in it for us?
Oh, well, you're all welcome to help yourselves to food and drink on the night, of course.
We were going
to
do that anyway.
Well, yes, I know, but look, this would only take 5 minutes at the most. Please, Jazza, I'd be eternally grateful.
So, Jazza, what do you think?
I could maybe have a look.
Oh, thanks.
I'm not promising anything, mind.
No, but if you could let me know by the end of today, I would be grateful.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd best get back to the preparations, or Robert will be cursing me. I've left him holding the tartans.
That sounds nice.
I hope to see you later then, Jazza.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, let's have a look. You wouldn't understand them.
Go on, mine.
No, you wouldn't. Look, I'm not reading one anyway.
Why not?
Because I'm not standing there in front of Linda's Ponzi friends. And there's no way I could learn it before Tuesday.
Well, who says you've got to learn it? All you've got to do is read one out.
I don't care.
Well, Linda's going to be very disappointed.
So what? I'm doing the first fitting, isn't
I? Why don't you write one instead?
What for?
Laugh. You can tell her it's like an old traditional poem or something, then just spout out a load of old rubbish.
But why?
Well, because she wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, she'll still say, hey, wasn't that nice?
No, I don't want you to do it.
Oh, go on, I dare you. For a tenner.
A tenner?
Yeah, go on.
I'm not good at poetry.
Well, that's all right. We can help you to write it.
I don't know. I can't even remember stuff so well.
Well, all you'd have to do is read it out.
It's got to be worth a tenner, isn't it?
Maybe. I'll think about it.
Here's your tea.
Don't put it on the magazine, you'll leave a ring.
Oh, sorry. What's Alice doing?
Reading. Don't disturb her.
Well, I wasn't going to. Do you want a biscuit?
No. I'm trying to read the newspaper.
Sorry. I've got to say, Jenny, I'm going to find this New Year's Eve party a bit of a strain.
Poor you.
Well, don't you feel the same way?
It doesn't matter whether I do or whether I don't. We're going.
Yes, all right.
It won't kill you.
You'll probably fill the place of men in kilts tossing cavers to the strains of Kenneth McKellar and Moira Anderson.
Haven't you got any work to do?
Oh, yes, all right. All right. I'll be in my office.
Hello, darling. You feel a bit better? Not bad. You know that house with all the lights in Cleveland?
Yes.
I walked past it. It's worse than I thought.
I know.
I thought the winking Santa was particularly horrible.
Isn't it awful?
All right, Mum?
No, not really.
Dad?
Yes, I'm just not finding this...
You aren't.
Until Siobhan's actually gone, I can't relax at all.
I know. Thank God it's tomorrow.
It's really affecting Brian.
Who cares?
Oh, don't be like that, Debbie.
It's the least he deserves after everything he's put you through.
It's a very complicated situation.
No, it's not. He's been a complete...
I still love him, though. Can't help it.
Mum.
Look, it must be so difficult for him, losing his son.
I can't believe you feel sorry for him.
Why shouldn't I?
Don't you want him to feel it? I want to watch him squirm.
Oh, part of me does. But it's so awful. He needs someone to help him through it.
What?
Well, it's true. That's what you marry someone for.
But he's brought the whole thing on himself. Let him sort out his own problems.
Please don't, Debbie.
The last person you should be worrying about is him.
Don't you see? I have to, though. I always have.
As market days are wearing late and folk begin to tack the gate, whilst we sit bowsing at the nappy and getting faux and uncle happy...
What's that about a nappy?
I don't know. It's nonsense.
Then shut up, will you?
So, what's he going to do?
Put on out, I expect.
Would you do it?
Yeah, easy.
Go on then, do it.
Well, I can't. I haven't got the accent.
Look, if you don't want to do it, Jazza, then that's fine.
Well, if we made something up, I'd just get it wrong when I was saying it.
Well, not if you read it out, like I said.
It's not just that, though. I hated it when you had to read stuff out in class.
Oh, yeah, this would be different, though. This would be for a laugh.
Yeah, you'd be good at it. I don't know. Think about the tenor.
Oh, look out. Here comes Linda.
To make mind up time.
Ah, oh, Jessa, there you are. Well, have you decided which one yet?
No, exactly.
He's been reading a couple out to us.
Are they marvellous? Wee, Snicket, Cowrie, Timorous, Gusty? Of course, I don't have the native tongue.
Actually, I've decided to do something a bit different, if that's okay with you.
Oh, what's that?
There's this traditional poem that's been in my family for years.
Oh, is it peculiar to your clan?
Yeah, something like that.
And is it in dialect?
Oh, aye, we still say it when there's a christening or a funeral, like.
But is it appropriate for a celebration like Hogmanay?
Oh, yeah, Jazza reckons one of his uncles recites it every year.
Apparently it brings tears to people's eyes.
Really? What's it called?
The Revenge of the Sporrans.
Are you sure? That doesn't sound very promising.
No, that was just a joke.
I see.
Well, isn't it something like the babbling brook runs through the glen?
Yeah, that's it, more or less.
Well, but that's just the translation.
That's right.
Well, in that case, I look forward to hearing it.
Great.
And thank you for agreeing to do it, Jazza. You don't know what this means to me.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, now I must get back my neeps and tatties.
I'd see you on Tuesday, then.
If not before.
Oh, we'll bring some Scottish music and all.
Oh, that will be lovely.
Well done, Jazza.
Her face when you said the Revenge of the Sparrows.
I know. This is going to be so funny.
Thanks for coming in with that Glen stuff.
That's all right. You can see her lapping it up.
And you'll give me a tenner if I do it.
Yeah, if you do it.
So all we got to do now is write it.
You'll have to make sure nobody understands a word.
Mm. Oh, I reckon we should be able to manage that, all right.
There. I reckon that should do. You happy with the state of this yard?
Yeah, I think we got rid of all the rubbish.
Right. Oh, I'll take all this lot up to the dump. And that's the end of the Grundy world of Christmas.
Yeah. Never made as much as I thought we would.
Oh, I don't know. Could have been worse.
We barely sold half the trees. Thus, we've virtually given them away at the end.
The stalls did well, though.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, Clary and Betty couldn't have sold more cakes and mince pies if they wanted to.
Yeah. Every little helps this time of year.
Well, decorations went well and all.
Mm. Would you do it again, though?
I don't know. Maybe. Oh, we were better off doing the turkeys, but...
Yeah.
What bugs me, though, is how Neil Carter ended up 50 quid better off without lifting a finger.
Yeah, he got the money for the bouncy castle and all.
Yeah, well, at least that weren't much.
Well, we ought to do something about all them trees in the barn.
Nah, just leave them for now. We've done enough.
Neil will go ballistic.
Yeah, well, I'm sick of running round. He say so.
OK. Well, I'll see you later then. Maybe up the ball tonight?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I see you've finally managed to clear up your rubbish things.
Oh, don't start.
Yeah, it's got to get back to normal. It's better with ends.
That's how sore she was.
Right, I'll catch you later then.
OK.
So, big success, was it?
No need to gloat. We did OK.
Oh, just OK. After all that effort you put in.
Yeah, well, you can't complain, can you?
Well, neither can you. We had a business arrangement.
Oh, yeah.
If you use my property, then you have to pay me rent. Simple as that.
Money for old rock, if you ask me.
What are you going to do with all them Christmas trees?
I don't know yet.
Bit of a glut on the market, so I heard.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
Maybe you should go back to turkeys next year.
Just shut it, Neil.
I could give you a fair price on the barn for hanging them, if you like.
I'll tell you what, why don't you keep the trees as a souvenir? I'm sure you know where you can stick them.
Hey, you're not leaving me with them trees?
Right. We'll soon see about that.
Oh, Rory. I hope you're not going to start playing up. Do you want me to hold him? Oh, no. It'll probably only make things worse, but thanks.
Oh, come on, darling.
Oh, be good for Mummy, won't you?
Yeah, even at this age, I think children know when big changes are happening.
Yes, probably.
Are you sure you've got everything you need?
I think so. At least I don't have to try and take everything with me. That would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be fine. Can you manage those two bags, or shall I ask the taxi driver?
Oh, no, that's okay.
All right. Well, that's it then.
No last-minute thoughts about changing your mind?
God, no. This is definitely the right decision. Anyway, Ryan didn't exactly leave me with much choice, did he?
I suppose not.
He wanted to end the relationship after all.
I know.
Elizabeth, I'm going to miss you very much.
And me, you. Life will be a lot duller without you around.
Oh, come on. Oh, no, don't cry. You might set me off.
He's been very good, really.
Yes, he has. This is our fresh start, Rory. Our new beginning.
Will your mum meet you at the airport?
No, it'll probably be my sister.
It's good that you've got them to stay with at first.
Mm. I don't want to be there too long, though. At least Brian's money should help make it easier to find somewhere of our own.
I'm sure it will.
I can't think of any other reason to stay in touch.
Oh, I know.
Come on, let's go, before this one starts screaming the place down.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Well, Dad's going to go mad when he sees this lot.
No, I don't care. Those trees are his problem, not mine.
Yeah, Mum will go spare too. And Linda Snell, she ate it when we spoil her view.
No, I'm sorry, but that's not my problem.
Here, what's going on? You can't just leave them there.
Why not? You dumped them in my barn.
We didn't dump them. They just got left over.
Oh, I don't care. You're not leaving them behind.
Can't you take a joke?
Look, I'm warning you, Eddie. You've stretched my patience far enough.
Yeah, all right.
If you try any more funny business, then I'll have you...
Don't talk to you like
Shut
that,
Shut up,
Dad.
Edward. Hope you didn't pay too much for them.
What would you care?
See ya.
Oh, very funny. I don't think.
What do you want to do with them?
Don't ask.
Could just leave them to rot, I suppose. And if Linda complains, could blame it on Neil.
Hang on a sec. You've just given me an idea.
No.
Can I give Rory one last hug?
Of course you can.
It's all right, darling. Oh, give you straight back to money.
Where would you be without money, eh? What is it, Elizabeth?
It's Brian.
God, you don't think he's changed his mind?
I don't know.
Siobhan, I couldn't just let you and Rory go without saying goodbye.
Oh.
Well, I don't know when I'll next see you.
No, you don't.
Look, I think I'd better say goodbye.
Well, let me take Rory.
All right.
That's it. That's it. Daddy's got you.
Come here, Elizabeth. Thank you for everything.
Give me a ring and let me know you're okay.
I will. And I'll let you know as soon as we're settled. And then you must all come over.
Yeah, we'd love to.
So difficult.
I'm sure we'll see you before too long.
I hope so.
Bye then.
Bye. I'm really going to miss her.
I know. And I'm going to miss both of you.
Really?
Yes, of course you know I will. Oh, come on, come on, it's all right.
Dear, you'd better let me have them. We need to go.
Goodbye, little one. I'm not sure I'm going to get through this.
You'll manage somehow.
You don't have to go, you know. I mean, I could find you somewhere.
No, Brian. It's too late for that.
Yes. You're right, it is.
I'll send you an email once I find somewhere permanent. I want you to stay in touch with Rory.
Of course.
Thanks for coming.
I wanted to.
And thank you for the most precious thing in the whole world. Our son. Sorry. I have to go.
Oh, Siobhan.
Oh. Ryan. Come on, Brian. Time to go home.
Yes. Yes, I know.
How many more of these trees are there?
About another 50, I reckon.
Oh, can't we just leave them till morning?
No, I told you. I'm getting that chipper first thing from the iron shop.
Yeah, I know that.
I want these trees turned to mulch and bagged up by tomorrow lunchtime so we can go round flogging it in the afternoon.
What's the point?
The point is getting our money back.
Yeah, but who's going to buy mulch on New Year's Eve?
We'll be getting in there while the garden centres are napping, won't we?
Well, Mike owns half this lot, doesn't he?
What the eye don't see, the heart don't grieve over.
Yeah, well, you better hide them quick. He's coming now.
Oh, just my look.
Oh, Neil told me he dumped them back here. You said you weren't too happy.
Well, he wasn't wrong.
What are you taking off the wrappings for? No, oh, we're going to shred them and turn them into mulch.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, good luck to you. I'm glad to see the back of them.
Oh, right.
Well, it'll be a lot of work, mind. I don't suppose you'll make much anyway. Ain't going to be top quality, is it?
Oh, no, but every little helps.
Hey, you should get rid of them ones on the green while you're at it.
Oh, not yet, though.
But they look terrible. Everyone says so.
Well, they're not so bad.
I know. We could hire the chipper again after 12 night, couldn't we? Then we could let people know. They can bring their trees, get rid of them.
Yeah, you could, but...
Yeah, we could set it up on the green and do it there, starting with them other trees.
Well, it's closer than taking them to the tip, I suppose.
That should definitely pull a few punters, you know, I reckon.
Maybe.
Come on, Edward. Let's keep going on with these ones.
All right.
Yeah, we'll leave you at the ball tomorrow night.
Hey, yeah, should be a good laugh by the sound of it.
Some people are dressing up in kilts and reading poetry at Ambridge Hall instead.
Yeah, I know where I'd rather be.
Yeah, me too.
Brian? Oh, thought it might be some kids mucking about.
No, it's only me.
Got to keep the neighbours out, eh?
Yeah, something like that.
I thought you usually got one of your guys to do the fences.
I needed to not be at home.
Oh, right. You okay?
I'm fine, obviously.
Fair enough. Right, well, I'll see you then.
It's Siobhan. She's taken Rory to Ireland.
Oh.
And they're not coming back.
I see.
So I couldn't go back to the house.
No. Must be difficult.
Of course it's all my fault, I know that.
Well...
I had to tell her it's over. I can't leave Jenny.
Well, I'm sure you made the right decision.
But he's my son.
Yes.
God knows I deserve it. But I never knew it would hurt this much.
I really can't imagine having to give up one of my children.
And now I've got to try and save my marriage as well.
Right.
I've hurt her so much. And she doesn't deserve any of it.
No.
There's so much bitterness and so much anger.
Yeah, well, it's bound to be.
But somehow we've got to get through it.
Well, Brian, if anyone can, I should think it's you and Jennifer.
God, I hope so. Because, David, if our marriage doesn't survive, then what would it all have been for?
No, Robert, no. I want the drinks to stay in the kitchen, not all over the house.
All right, Lindy, I'll come back.
And we can't have these two tartans next to one another. They clash horribly.
Whatever you say, my love.
Oh, no, that can't be the first guest. It's far too early. I haven't even started the hedge pack.
Don't worry, I'll get it. Hi there.
Hi.
Come in.
What, we're the first ones?
Yes, but that's all right, as you're not really guests.
Though just as welcome.
Nice place you've got. Thanks.
Oh, I like the tam o' shanter on the stag's head.
Robert, you haven't.
It was just a bit of fun.
Oh, all looks very, Scottish.
I know bad.
Now, Jazza, have you got your poem ready?
Oh, yeah, I've got it here.
Oh, good. Well, we'll probably do that quite early to get people in the mood. You did say you'd first footed before, didn't you?
Aye, I can wheel the guy's widdly what.
Yes, I see. Well, anyway, if you go outside just before 12, then I'll have the coal, the bannock and the whiskey ready.
Great.
In fact, if you follow me now, I'll show you where you can come and get them.
OK.
And I'll show you two where the beer is.
Great.
Yeah, nice one. I think it's time to get this party started.
You've invited most of the village, haven't you?
Yeah, probably. Linda was in charge of all that.
Oh, the decorations look marvellous.
Yes. It all feels very Caledonian.
Well, you know, Linda, she loves showing off all her research. And I'm sure you must have had something to do with it as well.
No, I just do what I'm told, really.
Robert, would you take these coats up to the bedroom? I need to go and check the hedge pack isn't boiling over.
On my way, Lindy.
Where did you say the drinks were?
In the kitchen. I'll get you one in a minute.
Oh, poor Daddy. She's missing out on all this.
Well, she normally sees in the new year in the landing shed.
But even so.
I got the feeling she wasn't too bothered.
Miss Alice looks as if she's enjoying herself.
Yes. Now, Jenny,
We haven't decided what we're going to do for your birthday yet.
No. Oh, look, there's a harvest, and I'm supposed to be meeting Jean to talk about the website.
What about a night out together, just the two of us?
I'm not sure, Brian. I haven't really thought about it.
We'd go to a lovely restaurant somewhere out in the country.
Can't we discuss it later?
Come on, Jenny, just what
we need. Oh, here you are. I've been looking for you too.
Hello, Mum.
Jack and I have just been talking about our anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, yes, of course.
How many years is it?
12.
Oh.
We wondered if you'd like to come out for a meal at Grey Gables with us.
Oh, that sounds lovely, doesn't it, Brian?
Yes, it does.
Actually, we were just talking about my birthday next week. We haven't organised anything yet.
Then why don't we make it a joint celebration?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes, why not?
I'll check with Jack. We'll organise it for next week sometime.
Quiet, please, everybody. Quiet, please. Now, tonight we have a special surprise for you all.
It's called Pin the Sporran on the Scotsman.
Robert, please. Jack McCreary is going to recite a traditional Scots dialect poem for Hogmanay. So, without more ado, I give you our very own Scotsman, Jazza.
Sorry, I just need to find it.
It's in your shirt pocket.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Go for it, Jazz.
Okay,
here goes, Lou.
What's it called?
Raclucci Scunner Husney Thrapple.
Oh, I thought it was about a glen.
Yes, well, it is.
Let's just hear it, shall we?
You're right enough. Well, this is my granddad's poem for Hogmanay. It's been, like, handed down over the generations.
Marvellous.
Raclucci Scunner Husney Thrapple, who'd a wisted door no fray, tis a wee and reekit neef o' herdies. Say, who's that numpty over there? Guy no scartle into battle, or a dregs retoosie frae up yon scalp. And if ye wished and welcome follock, ye'll e'en fetch and wee your ain bonny folk. That's it.
Well, thank you, Jagger. Thank you. I think you all agree that was marvellous and very authentic.
I need a drink.
Of course. Robert, you'll see to that, won't you?
Don't worry, I'll do it.
Well done, Jazz.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Right, who wants some of Linda's het pie? It's delicious.
No, thanks. You got any more lager?
Oh, yeah, I'll have one too.
Yeah, sure. The tinnies are all down here, so... help yourselves. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
God, they didn't have any loo, did they?
You were brilliant.
Oh, here you go. Here's your tanner.
Hi, you lot. Mind if we join you?
Oh, sure.
What on earth did that poem mean?
Yes, all those strange words.
You need to be Scottish to understand it, or drunk as a skunk.
How do you mean?
We made it all up for a laugh.
Brilliant! Oh, you should have seen Linda's face trying to make sense of it.
That was the whole point.
Isn't Tom with you?
Oh, no, he keeps going off to talk to other people. Networking, he calls it.
So, is this where the real party is?
Oh, that's where the booze is. And that's usually the same thing.
Oh, have you tried the het pint?
No.
Oh, don't. It's disgusting.
Kirsty, come on. Linda's going to demonstrate a Scottish folk dance.
Oh, well, we don't want to miss out on that one, do we?
Come on, then.
See you guys later.
Scottish folk dance, eh?
Oh, yeah. Let's go and put some different music on. This party's getting boring.
I have to say, I thought it sounded like complete nonsense.
You're missing the point there, Brian. Just think of the courage it took Linda to stand up and perform tonight.
Well, yes, I agree that's laudable, but...
Oh,
that's rather loud, isn't it?
Yes, and not very Scottish. Robert!
Yo, Lindy!
Will you go and see who's changed the music and ask them to put something else on, please?
Well, I think it's Jazza and the others. I didn't tell them they could put some of their music on.
But it's completely inappropriate. It's an awful racket.
Well, I can have a word, but I think it's only fair to let them have their turn. I mean, we can hardly expect them to listen to Candy bands all night.
What about all your other guests?
Well, I know, but... Don't you think we should let them play a couple of tracks at least?
Well, right. So, but close the door to the living room, will you?
Oh, thank you, Jazza. I'm afraid you really were in rather a minority.
But they're a Scottish band, and so are the rest of these.
Yes, but it's hardly the music one traditionally associates with an occasion such as this.
We thought people had always been different.
You've driven everybody else out of the room.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Now, do either of you know where Alice is?
Well, I think she went off with Fallon.
Oh, but Fallon's over there talking to Chabba and Kirsty.
Oh, yeah. Fallon? Have you seen Alice Aldridge?
I think she went outside in the garden.
Oh, well, I'd better go and find her.
Do you want to go for a smoke?
Yeah.
Chabba? Yeah? How about coming outside with us?
I don't know. What do you think, Kirsty?
Oh, not for me. It's freezing out there.
Then I'll stay and keep you company.
Didn't Tom be doing that?
He's gone home.
Why?
He said he felt tired. Can you believe he wanted me to go with him?
So why didn't you?
What, I missed out on a party just because he's knackered himself out working on his sausages? No way.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, come on, Fallon.
Okay. Why don't you join us later, Chabba?
She's definitely after you.
I like Fallon, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you want me to get you a drink?
No, I can't be bothered now. What do you think Robert's got on under his kilt?
Do you want to ask him?
No! God, no, it's just a joke.
I see. Hey, I know this song.
Yeah, I like this one.
It seems to be very popular.
Yeah. Oh, look, here come all the oldies. Shula and Alistair. Oh, Elizabeth and Nigel.
Would you like to dance too?
Yeah. Cool.
Somebody's been sick in the water feature.
That might have been me.
You drunk?
A little bit.
Is that why you didn't support me?
What do you mean?
When I asked Jazza and Ed to turn their music off and pick up all their cigarette butts.
I was just giving them a bit of slag.
And why are Jazza and Ed smoking roll-ups anyway? Is it to save money?
Well, yeah, I expect it must be.
Could I have another glass of wine?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
What's the matter? The champagne. Robert, everybody's got to have champagne. There's only 5 minutes to go.
Is that all? Looking forward to seeing this first footing.
Oh, and where's Jazza? I've got to find Jazza.
Dear, that doesn't sound good.
Oh, don't worry, Peggy. Out with the old, in with the new, eh?
Happy New Year!
Oh, never mind, darling. Everybody loves you. Especially me.
Oh, look at those two snogging.
And Kenton with Carrie.
Oh, he's really going for it.
What are we here, Kirsty?
And you, I think.
And, I think this is tradition.
Certainly is.
Ooh, look, Fallon, Chabba, Kirsty.
I know. It's gross.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
We're off now. First fitting round the village.
What?
Just an excuse. We can go to a club.
Mm, great idea. Bye, everyone.
Wait, what about your whiskey and your banner? Bye.
Happy New Year!
We've really enjoyed ourselves.
Yes, thanks very much.
Not at all.
It's all right. Thanks for coming.
Well, goodbye, then.
Bye.
Yes, goodbye. Is Alice in the car?
Yes. Jenny.
What?
I just wanted to say...
What a marvellous evening it was.
No, I don't care about that. Look, now it's the new year. Perhaps it's time to... I don't know... put the past behind us somehow.
It's not that easy.
Could you try, do you think?
Yes, I'll try. I am trying. But I can't promise anything.
No, I understand that. Happy New Year, darling.
It can hardly be worse than the last one, can it? Happy New Year to you too, Brian.
Did Linda put on a good spread?
Yeah, it was very good. Haggis with meats and tatties and lots of hot toddies.
No wonder you were so noisy when you got back.
Oh, did we wake you up? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're all right. I only just got settled myself after putting Pip to bed.
What time did you stay up till, Pip?
Nearly all night.
Oh, no, she didn't. It was only about 12:10.
Oh, that's late enough.
She was that excited, though, weren't you, Pip?
It was great. We played cards and listened to Big Ben at midnight.
Did you now?
And we had some fizzy pop.
That was instead of champagne.
I bet it tasted just as good.
Aye, it was a lovely evening.
Sounds like it. You must be tired, Pip, staying up that late.
Not really. Do you like my picture?
It's great. You need to colour the sky in, though.
Do you like Josh's?
Yeah, that's lovely too.
Bert says that a smashing time at the Bull last night.
Oh, that's good.
Apparently they had two separate parties, upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, I heard.
They had to keep the wrinklies away from the youngsters until midnight.
What happened then?
Oh, everyone got together to sing Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, they were better in tune than we were.
Oh, I doubt it. They did a conga round the green after that.
Oh, I bet there's a few hangovers this morning.
Mm-hmm, I wouldn't be at all surprised. Yeah. Do you fancy going for a walk with the children?
Well, I was thinking of having a look at the Hassett Hills website. I promised I'd update it.
Oh, but it's New Year's Day, and you've been working ever so hard.
I know.
Go on. Fresh air'll do you good.
Oh, all right, then.
I'm so sorry we didn't make it last night.
Oh, well, at least you let me know.
I hear it was a good night.
Yes, it did seem to go rather well. Did you have a pleasant evening with Tim?
Oh, yes, it was lovely. He's already had to dash back to London, though.
Oh, what a pity.
Still, it won't be long before we're together again.
No, of course not. How are you feeling about your move?
Well, I'm looking forward to some new challenges, but oh, I'll be sorry to go.
Oh. It's Southampton, isn't it?
That's right. I must say, you'd hardly know there'd been a party. Everything looks so neat and tidy.
Ah, you wouldn't say that if you'd seen this place at 2 o'clock this morning.
Is that when it finished?
Yes.
Have you lost something?
Oh, no. Well, yes, actually, but it doesn't matter.
What is it?
It's a present Leonie bought Robert, a black leather wallet.
Oh, dear.
Hope I can find it before he gets up.
Is he sleeping off the excesses of last night?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
So, where do you think it might be?
Well, that's just it. It was on the hall table, I'm sure. I've looked all over. I can't find it anywhere.
Do you think somebody might have picked it up by mistake?
Oh, I hope not. I did wonder if Ed or Jazza might have taken it, though.
What, deliberately?
Oh, no, 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 of course not. After all, he didn't have any money in it.
There's no one here, Kenton. That's why I asked you to help. So I'm the one who's had to clean out and feed the horses, as well as everything else I'm supposed to be doing.
Look, I'm really sorry. I mean, what more can I say?
How about it won't happen again?
Well, of course it won't. I mean, last night was a one-off, I promise.
Oh, there's always an excuse.
But it was. And it was New Year's Eve.
Oh, all right, let's drop it, shall we?
I asked Cathy to wake me up this morning. She must have slept through her alarm. I was dead to the world on her sofa.
Please, spare me the details.
But I was. And anyway, it wasn't half as bad as Nigel. He was so reckless. We had to shovel him into his car before Elizabeth drove him home.
Yes, I know. She was furious.
You should have seen the look on her face.
I did.
Why is it that everybody seems to have a downer on people enjoying themselves?
I don't.
Oh, come on, Shula, lighten up. I mean, what about our birthday party? You were well away then.
Who's talking about me? I was here for work this morning.
Oh, so am I. I'm just a bit late.
Oh, Kenton.
You sound like Mum and Dad. I was going on with me about being responsible, getting a job and blah, blah, blah.
Well, they have got a point.
Oh, you're not going to give me a lecture, are you?
First of all, you've let the stable girls down. We made special arrangements for them to have the day off, with you covering.
Yes, I know.
Which means that you've let me down as well. Especially as I'm the one who ended up doing your job.
I suppose so.
Honestly, Kenton, you may think this is the norm. But believe me, most people wouldn't be half as indulgent as I am.
Oh, come on, Shula, give me a break.
What about that idea for riding holidays you promised to look into?
Well, yeah, I've been working on that. It's just been rather difficult to get hold of the right people at this time of year.
So, when will you have something for me to look at?
By the end of next week, hopefully.
Oh, has the film finished, Daniel?
Yeah. Hi, Uncle Kenton. Will you come and play with me?
Look, not now, Daniel. Can't you see I'm busy?
All right, I'll go and play on my own, then.
Don't take it out on him.
I didn't. I just said I couldn't play, that's all.
If there's something bothering you, then take it out on me.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. It's just I'm really missing Mariel. I hate having Christmas and New Year, you know, seeing all the family together and knowing I won't see her at all.
I know.
And Mel hasn't returned a single one of my calls. I never realised she could be so spiteful.
I'm sorry. It can't be easy.
You can say that again.
But even so, I'm afraid the yard still needs doing. And then I want you to do all the nets.
Yeah, all right. But could you just give me another 5 minutes?
Why?
Because I've got to go and take something for this headache.
Thanks for bringing me gloves back.
Oh, that's all right.
I wondered where they got to.
They'd fallen down behind the hat stand.
Oh, right. You going to show Linda your picture, Josh?
Yes, you sure. Oh, yes, that will be nice.
A naughty boy in like this. The jaws like this.
No, I didn't. What is it? Rocket. Oh, yeah, rocket. Yes, it's very good.
Did they change colour?
Oh, yes. Well done.
Oh, he really loves his drawing.
That programme you wanted to watch is on in a couple of minutes. Why don't you go and tell Pip?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice to see children being encouraged to express their artistic side.
Oh, I agree.
That's what I was trying to get Jazza to do last night, of course.
I heard about the poem.
Yes, I think it went down well.
It sounds like it was a good party.
Well, I hope so. I've always enjoyed entertaining. It was especially satisfying this year when one thinks back to the whole of the ground floor being flooded.
Of course, I'd forgotten that.
You'd never know looking at it.
And they did a wonderful job restoring everything.
Well, you got a new kitchen out of it, didn't you?
Well, yes.
Not the way you choose to, though.
No, definitely not. By the way, you haven't come across a small black leather wallet by any chance.
Has somebody lost one?
Well, actually, we have. It's one of Robert's presents, but it seems to have gone missing.
No, I haven't seen one.
I think somebody might have picked it up by accident.
Well, I'm pretty sure we haven't got it. I can ask David.
Just hope I find it before Robert discovers it's missing. You see, it's from Leonie.
If we come across it, we'll let you know.
Oh, I expect it'll turn up in the finish. These things usually do.
Yes. Right, I must be off.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, no, thank you. It's very kind, but I mustn't stay. I've still got several other people to see.
All right. Well, thanks again for the party.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Does that woman have a stop?
I don't think so. You should have heard the poem Jazza read out last night.
I thought you said you couldn't understand it.
Nobody did. I'm sure he made it up just to fool Linda.
Well, if he did, that's a terrible thing to do when you're somebody's guest.
I know, but it was very funny.
And when we finally added all the money together from each of the four parishes, it came to just over £1,000.
You're kidding.
No, honestly. So, now you've got to tell us what you'd like.
Oh, that's far too much.
No, it isn't. You're worth every penny. Well, I really don't know. You'll have to let me think about it.
All right, but don't take too long. Remember, we've got to go and buy it before Sunday.
Actually, I did see something rather nice in an antique shop in Hollerton.
And what was that?
It's the sort of thing I'd never normally buy because it'd be such an indulgence. It was about £700.
Well, that's all right.
It was an antique side table, Georgian, I think, or perhaps early Victorian.
So if we get that, what would you like with the rest of the money?
Perhaps you should give it to charity.
No way. That money was collected specifically for you.
But it's too much.
Well, if you're not going to agree, then we'll just have to surprise you.
Oh, Janet.
Hello
again. Sure, I hope you don't mind me intruding, but Alistair let me in.
No, not at all. Come and sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like some tea?
Oh, no, that's all right, thank you.
Well, what can I do for you?
Actually, it's really to do with Janet.
Oh, don't worry, I'm going soon if you, need to talk behind my back.
Oh, no, of course not. It can wait. Shula, is everything all right here?
Yes, as far as I know.
Only I thought there was a bit of an atmosphere between Kenton and Alistair.
Oh, it's nothing. Kenton was late for work this morning, that's all.
Oh, dear. Is that my fault?
No. I think he's old enough by now to accept responsibility for his own misbehaviour.
Shula?
Talk of the devil.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were in the middle of a meeting.
It's all right, we're not.
I just wondered if you'd mind me knocking off here, now that it's 6 o'clock.
No, that's fine.
The horses have all got fresh hay and water.
Good. You will be on time tomorrow, won't you?
Yes, of course. It's one of my New Year resolutions, to be punctual from now on.
That ought to be one of mine.
Oh, by the way, Linda, I'm sorry if I upset you when I started dancing with a stag's head last night.
Yes, well, it was nearly 2 in the morning. But still, it's water under the bridge.
Oh, thanks. Oh, can I use the computer, sis? I thought I'd look up some stuff about those riding holidays.
Actually, you can't. I'm afraid Daniel's on it.
Oh, well, another time perhaps, sir. Expect I'll see you all later.
Oh, not me. I'm popping over to the Laurels now.
Oh, well, thanks for coming round.
Well, it's all right. I'll see myself out. After all, you two have still got to talk about me.
Oh, no, Janet, it really isn't anything sinister.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry, I feel such a fool for blurting that out.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Besides, we were discussing her leaving present when you came in.
Oh, well, that's all right then. I just wanted to see if there was anything I could do for the gathering on Sunday after Evensong.
I think we're reasonably well in hand for that. I know the other parishes have been preparing a few things, and we've been working on a couple of surprises as well.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm meeting Hayley after work tomorrow to discuss doing a comedy sketch.
Oh, well, it sounds very nice.
You'll be there, I hope.
Of course.
We all want to make it an occasion to remember.
Absolutely.
It's not just a vicar we're losing, but a friend, too.
Did you like that?
Yes, that was very nice, Pip. Well done.
It was lovely.
Will you play with me now, Grandad?
Oh, in a little while, Daniel.
Grandad's been working this morning. He's a bit tired.
Oh, no, it's all right.
You could do something with me instead if you like.
They've got holiday projects to be worked on. Oh,
why don't we have a go at those, then?
All right. Okay.
Well, as Ben's asleep and Josh is around at his friend's, I thought I'd do it with them.
We can all log in together, though, can't we?
Fine, but I was going to show them some websites on the computer and then let them have a go at themselves.
Oh, I see.
Why don't you have a break?
Well, if you're sure.
Maybe Phil could play some of your favourite tunes.
Oh, well, if you want me to.
No, you don't have to.
Well, no, I'd like to, if I know them.
Well, that would be nice.
Come on then, you two. Let's get cracking.
What sort of music do you like?
I thought your carols by candlelight was marvellous.
Oh, that's kind. Thank you.
No, it was really good. Do you get much of a chance to play other sorts of music?
Well, I was musical director for the Mikado a couple of Christmases ago.
Oh, really? I'm not too keen on Gilbert and Sullivan myself, but... Oh, sorry, you know, I used to love musicals, though.
Yeah. Any particular ones?
Me and My Girl was wonderful. We saw it in London, and when they brought it up north...
Oh, well, let's see now.
Imagine.
I'm afraid I'm a bit rusty.
Sounded just fine to me. Do you know any Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Oh, well, I've accompanied Oklahoma. In fact...
It's one of my favourites.
Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah, there, here's the score. Yes. How about this one?
I can see why Janet likes it.
She's got very good taste.
It's the sort of thing I can imagine at Glebe Cottage. It would look lovely in the dining room.
Well, you can't have it. It's already got someone's name on it.
I wonder how long that man's going to take.
I don't know. It doesn't matter, does it?
No, I suppose not. What else do you think she'd like?
Well, have you seen that lovely painting of St. Stephen's?
You mean that one in the gallery at Lower Loxley?
Yes.
That's a lovely idea.
Yeah, but we'd have to check with the other parishes in case they have any objections.
Yes, you're right.
Why isn't it one of the other churches?
Oh, that's what I'm worried about.
Although none of them has such a good view.
No, I'm sure Janet'd like it. I'll phone round tonight and see what the other wardens think.
Good idea.
Though, actually, with the picture as well, it might come to more than we've collected.
If it's not too much, we could make up the difference.
No, it's all right. I'll see if I can knock this man down a bit on the table.
Rather you than me. I've never been good at that sort of thing.
Well, let's see.
How's Bert's ode to Janet coming on?
Oh, fine, as far as I know. I'm more concerned about the speech I've got to make.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine.
I saw Caroline earlier.
When are they off to Rome?
Oh, Sunday. We're taking their horses into livery while they're away.
I'd love to go to Rome.
Oh, so would I. Did you know Oliver's giving Ed Grundy the keys to Grange Farm?
No. Personally, I would have thought that's tempting fate.
Oh, I don't know. Ed's much better when you give him a bit of responsibility.
I saw him with Eddie yesterday, putting out leaflets. They're advertising to get rid of people's Christmas trees after Twelfth Night.
Oh, yes, I picked one up. The ecological solution to all your Christmas tree problems.
You can't fault them for enterprise, can you?
Oh, no. Oh, did you hear Eddie putting those trees through the chipper this morning?
No, but Linda told me it was a real racket. If they do that on the green on Twelfth Night, it's going to be unbearable.
Oh, you'll have the builders on the new estate to worry about by then.
Oh, don't remind me. Maybe we should try and go away.
To Rome, perhaps?
Well, it'd be a good excuse. I do envy Oliver and Caroline.
It's a tempting thought, isn't it?
escaping the grey skies of Borsetshire for some Italian sun.
Why don't you and Alistair get away?
Oh, Mum, we'd love to. It's not that easy when you've got two businesses to run.
I know. It was always like that with Brookfield.
You're right, though. We should make the time.
Oh, look. We can ask about that table now.
Yes. Let's see what sort of bargain we can get.
All right, Debbie.
Hang on, Dad. Let me finish this.
How's it going?
I said hold on. Two sets of twins, two singles so far.
Still building up, then?
Yeah, it's hardly got going. No problems yet, thank goodness.
Oh, good. Many about to land?
Two or three, by the look of it. Excuse me.
You look tired. You getting enough breaks?
Same as usual.
I can always ask Eddie in, as well as Jeff or Harry.
No, I'm fine at the moment.
Now, you've done well.
Yes, I know, it's Grandpa. But I don't think she'll be in here.
No, you shouldn't. It's not safe for children.
Sorry, she insisted she wanted to see a Grandpa and an auntie before she goes
home. Can you take her out, please?
Don't worry, I'll come and say goodbye. No, Phoebe, no, you mustn't touch anything in here. That's it. Off we go.
I'm sorry about that. She ran in before I could stop
no,
her.
No, I'm sorry, but you can't be too careful.
Well, of course, sure. Well, they look so sweet, don't they?
Not when you've got to deliver a few hundred of them.
Yeah, it can't be easy. Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
Bye then.
Well, it looks a fine piece of furniture to me. You've chosen well.
Oh, it wasn't us. Janet spotted it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. We were lucky it hadn't already been snapped up.
You were.
Was it a good price?
It was, but Shula managed to get the man to knock another £25 off.
Oh, that was clever.
It means we should be able to afford this painting of St. Stephen's with the rest of the money.
Though we haven't definitely decided that's what we're getting yet.
No, that's true.
Does everybody want tea?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, yes, that sounds lovely. I'm worn out.
Mum's made a cake.
It's in the tin.
Shall I cut it?
No, it's all right. I'll do it.
Is that what took you so long, all this bargaining?
No. That didn't take long at all.
No, we went to the craft centre in Brampton Green as well.
Oh.
Shula bought herself a lovely pair of earrings and a vase.
You should know by now, never trust ladies to be on time when they're out shopping.
Now, that's certainly true.
It wasn't a problem having Daniel as well, was it?
Not at all. He's been very happy on the computer this afternoon.
Oh, he hasn't just been playing his new game.
No, he and Pip both did some great work on their projects.
Oh, good.
You can stay for tea as well, if you like.
The trouble is, I've got to go over and see Hayley, and that might take a while.
Doesn't matter. It's a shame to disturb him when he's enjoying himself.
If you're sure you don't mind.
It's no trouble.
Oh, sorry, I just noticed the time. I won't have that tea, otherwise I'll be late for Hayley.
Okay.
Don't worry about Daniel.
Oh, thanks. I should be back by 6:30.
There's no rush. Bye then.
Bye.
Goodbye. What's she seeing Hayley for?
They're working on a comedy sketch for Janet's leaving day.
Oh, I see.
That cape looks lovely.
Good.
Did you want to see this new computer game at Daniel's room? Oh,
yes, but we just can't leave Phil and Jim.
Oh, that's quite all right.
If it's the game he got for Christmas, it's well worth a look.
All right, then. Is that the one with all the funny animals?
That's right.
He's been explaining it to me. Mind you, I can't make head or tail of it.
I'm not surprised.
It sounds very exotic, doesn't it?
There's a lovely atmosphere with Heather here.
Yes. Everything seems very settled.
And the children adore her.
I know, she's very good with them. We've had a pleasant afternoon going through old songs from the musicals.
Didn't know Heather was a fan.
Oh, very much so. Especially Oklahoma and South Pacific. She certainly tested my memory.
I expect she's more appreciative than I am.
She hasn't had to put up with as much of my playing as you have. Oh, by the way, Elizabeth rang while you were out.
How is she?
Fine. I think it was you she really wanted to talk to.
What about?
Oh, nothing much, but she seems a bit worried that Nigel's drinking too heavily.
Well, it's the time of year, isn't it?
That's what I said, but she didn't seem entirely convinced.
All right, I'll have a word with her later.
I hear Mr. Booth's giving us a rendition of Big Spender.
Yes. He's changing the lyrics to make them appropriate to Janet.
Oh, I can't wait.
Neither can I.
Yeah.
As far as I know, the other parishes are doing some musical numbers too.
Oh.
And I think Darrington have even got a magic act.
Blimey.
Mm. I've not heard of anyone else doing a comedy sketch, though.
Oh, that's good. Now, do you know if Janet likes Vicar of Dibley?
Oh, yes, she loves it.
Oh, well, I was thinking we could try something like, you know, that bit at the end where Dawn French tells Alice a joke.
Oh, yes, and she never understands it because she's so dim.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's a good idea. But can you remember any jokes like that?
I can remember one they did. Well, I'll tell you later when Phoebe's out of earshot.
Why, is it rude?
Well, not as such. I just wouldn't want her to repeat it in the playground, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So what do you think? Would Janet like it?
Yes, I'm sure she would.
Oh, good. So, do you want to be Dawn French?
Oh, no. No, you can do that. I'll be Alice.
All right. You know, that is one of the things I'm going to miss most about Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, having a vicar who's so laid back and likes a good laugh, you know, as well as being really good at a job.
No more orphans, then?
No.
What about the castrations?
All done.
Oh, by the way, you needn't worry about tomorrow. I'll take over first thing.
No, Dad. You're doing tonight.
I'm sorry?
I've done the last two nights, so it's your turn now.
I'm not dressed for it.
Well, it only takes a couple of minutes to change.
But Debbie, we haven't even discussed this.
What is there to discuss? I need my bed.
I know, but
you can't expect me to do all the unsociable shifts.
No, of course.
So I'll give you 10 minutes before I'm leaving.
Oh, all right. What state's the caravan in?
Decent enough.
Okay, but give me half an hour.
No, 10 minutes. I'm whacked. Oh, and by the way, I've decided to go to Oxford next week as well.
For the conference?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I suppose that's possible. But we'll have to talk about cover first.
No, you can sort it. I haven't had a proper break in months.
Well, that's all very well, Debbie, but I don't see how we can both be away.
Well, you'll have to give it a miss then, won't you?
Be.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going and that's that.
Can't you be a bit more reasonable about this?
Why should I be? After all, you've been disappearing whenever you felt like it, so I don't see why I can't as well. Ah, hello, Phil.
Hello.
Was that Jill going off with Kathy?
Yes, off to Lower Loxley to see Elizabeth.
Oh, that's nice.
And I thought I'd just come out for a paper before heading back to Brookfield.
David's still working you hard, is he?
Oh, not really. It just gets a bit awkward at this time of year, with Bert wanting time off and the children out of school.
Well, I'm sure he's glad of the help.
Yeah, to be honest, I'd rather keep my hand in than just sit at home with nothing to do.
Yes, I know what you mean. Oh, by the way, if you get the Echo, you must read Linda's review of Little Red Riding Hood. It's pretty funny.
What's that?
Well, she starts by saying how dreadful the performance was.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Yes, it is a bit.
I mean, I know the wolf had some problems remembering his lines.
Yes, and he also did crash into the scenery a couple of times, according to Debbie.
But how he could see at all with that head on is a mystery.
Alice thought he was hysterical.
Oh. Anyway, it sounds to me like a touch of schadenfreude on Linda's part.
Yes, possibly. Then she goes on to describe how wonderful the refurbishment of the hall for the Jubilee was, at length.
What on earth for?
I don't know. She might have thought the acting wasn't up to scratch. But she's certainly given the new toilet block a glowing review.
Perhaps we should do a review of her party the other night.
Oh, yes. Full of praise for the restoration of the kitchen after the flood.
Is that the other orphan?
Yes. Wouldn't take the bottle.
Be careful.
I am being.
But, it's going into the windpipe.
Right, then you do it.
Yes, I think I'd better have it. It's all right. When was it born?
About half an hour ago.
Right. Can you lubricate the tube again?
Okay. Can't have got more than an hour's sleep all night.
Yes.
Then only in short bursts.
But can we just get on with this?
All right. Here you are.
Now, keep still. Is the syringe ready?
It's just here.
So you had a couple of difficult ones.
I nearly lost one of the ewes. Other than that, it wasn't too bad.
All right. This is in.
Here.
Thanks. Well, you can go now.
Right. I'll see you later, then.
I still think it was a good idea to have a reading of a traditional Scots poem.
If that's what it was.
You have to admire Linda for trying something different, though.
Well, yes, but don't you think she was getting Hogmanay confused with Burns Night?
Well, possibly. But does it matter? The main thing is that everybody enjoyed themselves.
Yes, I suppose so. From what I heard, there were more than a few headaches the next morning.
Especially those who drank Linda's head pint. Apparently it was lethal. I didn't try it.
I think Robert did.
Well, Burns himself was reputed to be fond of a wee dram or two. Mm.
You made any New Year resolutions?
Alice asked me that this morning. And the trouble is, if I do make any, I've usually forgotten all about them within a week or two.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Perhaps I should. It's a good time to look ahead, isn't it?
So long as what lies ahead is worth looking forward to.
Yes. Let's hope this New Year's a good one for all of us.
I know the others have said they want to hang on and see how the market pans out, especially over the next few weeks, but I think we've got to keep pushing.
Yeah, well, broadly speaking, I agree, but I still think we have to wait and discuss this at the next meeting.
Yeah, OK, but we can't keep hanging on. Hassett Hills as a brand is just going to drift and we'll lose whatever advantages we've got.
Debbie, don't worry. I'm listening to you.
OK. Oh, by the way, are you going to the Oxford conference?
Well, I think I might be able to wangle a day off.
You should if you can.
Tuesday's probably the best day for me.
Well, I'm going to see if I can manage all 3 days.
Oh, I hope you can persuade Brian to let you go.
Actually, I'm not giving him much choice about it.
Oh, right. Anyway, I better go. Heather's just putting lunch on the table.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, I know. I could get used to this. See you.
Yeah. Bye, David. Now, what have we got in here?
Oh, it's you.
What?
I heard you from upstairs.
I wasn't doing anything.
No, I know. I wasn't accusing you. I just couldn't sleep.
You'll need some sleep before tonight.
You want me to do tonight as well?
Up to you, if you can persuade one of the others, but I'm going out.
I'd better have a word with Eddie, then. Who are you talking to?
David.
About?
Hassett Hills.
Oh, right.
He says he thinks he'll manage a day at Oxford, but I want to go on all three.
What?
It's hardly worth going if you don't go to all of it.
I wouldn't say that. Did somebody finish the orange juice?
Yes, I did.
2 days might be possible, not all three.
When was the last time I had any time off?
I don't know.
It was months ago. In fact, I'm not sure I managed it at all last year.
Oh, you must have done.
When?
Oh, I can't remember.
Well, unless you can prove otherwise, I think I'm more than entitled to have 3 days off next week.
Yes, all right. But it is lambing.
Well, then get Eddie in. You can afford to.
All right, you made your point. Means I can't go, of course.
Well, I can tell you if there's anything interesting or important.
I suppose so. Besides, I can't go away for your mother's birthday.
Oh, no. I'd forgotten about that.
Up you come, Dad. Thanks, David. Here's a fork.
Oh, thanks. Well, let's get started.
Yep.
At least we can't complain about the weather.
Don't suppose that'll last too long, huh?
Probably not, but no point in worrying about it.
No, that's true.
Ruth was telling me she's been looking at the figures for last year.
Oh? Did she see how they are?
Well, not exactly, but I guess they weren't looking too healthy.
It's a bit of an understatement.
Well, I've always thought these things go in cycles. You have your bad years, well, perhaps several in a row, but the good years come round again eventually.
Well, we're certainly overdue.
Well, they do balance out in the end, you know.
Dad, can you honestly see an end to the way prices are being driven down in everything?
Well, it's difficult, I know, because that does seem to be the trend these days. But then, I mean, the sheep aren't doing so badly now as we might have thought a year or two ago.
No, I know. But that's hardly enough on its own. I mean, to be honest, I'm beginning to wonder what future there is for this farm, unless we get a decent break soon.
Oh, no, surely it's not that bad.
If I could see a silver lining, then believe me, I'd grab it with both hands.
I remember Dad telling me how bad it was in the 30s, when I was still a lad. I mean, there were many times when he felt there'd never be an end to his problems.
Yeah, but now it feels like the whole industry's slowly sinking. There's nothing much that individual farms like us can do to stop.
Oh, this country will always need its farms and its farmers.
Not when the supermarkets can import cheaper from abroad.
Oh, no, but it is not as simple as that.
Isn't it? You know, in an ideal world, you look to pass things on to your children.
Don't talk to me about that.
No, seriously. You brought me up to think that one day Brookfield would be mine, and I've always gone with that. I can't imagine any other life than looking after this land.
I'm glad to hear it.
But is it really such a good idea to encourage Pip or Josh or Ben to go into farming when the future looks so bleak?
Well, I dare say you'll accuse me of false optimism, but I still think you're being too gloomy.
Really?
And it isn't just your grandfather who's been through it either. Every generation has its hard times.
do they?
But it will change for the better, because it always does.
God knows, I hope you're right. But right now... Well, let's just say I'm looking to raise some cash to reduce our borrowings. That'd make a bit of difference.
Well, then we'll have to see if we can.
Are you checking your emails?
Oh, no, I haven't. I should do, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you might be missing out on some vital feedback about the website.
Oh, yes, I might.
Actually, Mum, I came to talk to you about next week.
What about?
Well, you know, I didn't get away much last year.
Well, hardly at all. And I've told you, you should take a holiday.
Well, that's what I want to do. Well, not exactly a holiday, but at least a break.
Good. It's just what you need.
I've told Dad I want to go to the Oxford conference.
And what did he say?
Oh, he muttered something about having to find cover, but I told him I was definitely going.
Well, so you should.
Yeah, the trouble is it's from Monday to Wednesday, so I'd be leaving on Sunday, not coming back till Thursday.
Well, that's all right.
But it means I'll miss your birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
You sure?
Yes. I'm not really in the mood for celebrating anyway.
But even so...
No, Debbie, you go and enjoy yourself. You don't often get opportunities like this to talk to other farmers, do you?
No, that's exactly why I want to go.
Brian isn't trying to stop you, is he?
I won't let him. But I just wanted to check that you didn't mind.
It's very thoughtful of you, darling. But I can assure you I don't.
Thanks.
In fact, I'll be happier to see you having a break after everything you've been through recently.
What about you, though?
What about me?
You could do with a break, too.
Oh, no, that doesn't matter.
Come on, Mum. You've had a worse time than anybody recently.
Well, yes. It's difficult.
That's putting it mildly.
And I suppose the thought of leaving it all behind for a while is very tempting.
Then why not just do it?
Because it's not that simple.
Isn't it?
No.
Why?
There are still too many things that need to be sorted out between Brian and myself.
Yeah, but you've got to consider yourself as well. I just think you need a break.
Look, it really is terribly sweet of you to worry about me.
Of course I'm worried about you. You've been through hell.
A lot of people go through far worse.
Mum, listen to what I'm saying. Dad's treated you abominably, and now he seems to think all he has to do is crawl back with his tail between his legs and everything will return to how it was before.
Well, I'm not sure he thinks that exactly.
Yes, he does. Why should he get away with it?
Oh, please, Debbie.
No, he thinks that it's all just going to go away.
Well, I can understand why you're angry.
He never gave a thought to you while he was with Siobhan.
Oh, stop it, Debbie. Look, that's enough. It doesn't do any good. None of us can think clearly about it all yet.
I just can't bear to see him getting away with it.
You don't understand. It's hurting him, too.
The best thing you could do right now would be to just walk out and really make him think he's lost something.
Yes, I know, but that's just it.
What do you mean?
I mean, if I was to go now, even for a short while, then I really think I might be tempted not to come back.
Then do it.
But don't you see? That's why I can't.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.